You are on the road. Destination, New York City, 475 miles, reads the road sign. You go further, and there are signs for Pittsburgh and Harrisburg. But where's New York City? Are you on the right road? With an answer to that question is Pastor Hank with this month's edition of Road Signs.
Thanks, Mary. Most of us already know the answer to this question, don't we? The Departments of Transportation for the states assume we already have an idea of where we are headed. And rather than expend tons of money and quite possibly confuse people with thousands of mileage signs placed along the roadway, they post the miles to major cities that are relatively nearby, and then they post miles to upcoming exits so we can prepare to leave the interstate. Then, after a major interchange, they usually post the miles to a city far away, so travelers can be reassured that they are indeed on the right path. The Bible, the Word of God, is like that too. It gives us assurance that we are headed on the right track, the right pathway. If we are not on the right pathway, it tells us as plainly as those road signs that let us know we are headed in the opposite direction. And just like those times on the road, we know what we have to do. Turn around as quickly as we can. How does the Bible do this? Well, we read it and the Holy Spirit lets us know if our lives are lining up with God's directives. There are the perfect moral commands, such as the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. There's the wise counsel found in Proverbs. There's the cry of the heart, the joy of the good times and the anguish in the bad that's found in Psalms. They show us how to talk to God and relate to others from our hearts in the good and the bad times. The epistles, those books after Acts in the New Testament, are full of godly instruction for righteous living. There's much more. In fact, the entire Bible is filled with guidance for us humans. The secret is to approach the Bible for what it is, a book written by God through men, written for us to help us know God and walk in ways that are pleasing to Him. So the secret really is humility as we open the covers of that Bible. I like the promise given to the humble found in Isaiah 30, verses 20 and 21. It says that although we have had difficult times in the past, that He, your teacher, will no longer hide Himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. That's a promise that you'll see His road signs on your pathway wherever you are. So, the next time you see a New York City 350-mile sign and are reassured, consider the Word of God and the reassurance it's given you in the past. And the best thing is, first thing in the morning or before you turn in for the night, take a few minutes to read God's Word and get the assurance you need for that day. This is Hank Nuwola with Road Signs.
Well, my friend, that's going to just about do it for this month on Highways and Byways. I sure hope we've been able to stir you up with a little levity for your heart, a bit of encouragement and challenge for your spiritual growth, and a good deal of uplifting from our indie artists and the music that they brought us. If you like our idea, Church Out of the Box, well, you can stop by the truck stop that you picked up this month's CD and see if you can grab one before they're all gone. Or you can contact us through the information on the front of this CD and tell us that you'd like to have Highways and Byways sent directly to your address each month. We ask for a donation of $3 to cover the cost for materials and shipping, and that's $36 for the full year. And that's about all you'll hear us say concerning money around here. We've never felt like we're supposed to make pleas for money, and we still don't feel released from the Lord to do so. We have been blessed from time to time as the Lord's moved upon individuals to become part of this ministry financially, and we kind of like that system. If you want to be part of this outreach and distribute Highways and Byways at a truck stop, get a hold of us and let us know. You can call the toll-free number on the front of this CD and we'll talk a bit. Now that 1-800 phone number also serves as our voicemail phone when we're not in our studio, and we want you to call in and leave your prayer concerns, your testimonies, and words of encouragement for others to hear. You can call that voicemail number after 8 or 9 at night Eastern Standard Time and share your heart with us. You can call anytime, and if we're in the office, we'd just love to talk to you one-on-one. We'd also enjoy your spiritually related questions, or maybe one of those difficult Bible passages that you'd like us to spend a little time talking about in a future volume. All right then, until next month, may God bless everything that you set your heart and hands to do, and if you know that God wouldn't bless it, maybe you better think twice before you go ahead and do it. Keep them in your plans, my friend. Commit a random act of kindness every day of your life. And we'll leave you this month with a beautiful song by Anne McCallum called Live Through Me.
I talk about serving, but am I a servant? I talk about giving, but do I sacrifice? I talk about loving, but do I hold back? I can get lost within myself. I'm supposed to be growing, but am I still a child? I'm supposed to be going, but I'm still here. I'm supposed to be following the Lord my God, but I can get lost within myself. The Lord, you came to live in me the day I believed in you, and loving you will bring me to live what I believe, live what I believe. You could talk about serving, 'cause you were a servant. And you could talk about giving, because you sacrificed. And you could talk about loving, you did not hold back. And Lord, you came to live in me the day I believed. Loving you will bring me to live what I believe, live what I believe. 'Cause it's not just what I do, but all of who I am. Lord, make me more like you, so you can live on through this one. Serve through me, give through me, love through me, live through me. Serve through me, give through me, love through me. Oh, come on and live. I wanna believe that only you can change me, only you can change me, only you can live through me. Lord, you came to live in me the day I believed, I believed in you. Loving it's not just what I do, but all of who I am. And Lord, make me more like you, so you can live on through. this one.